Five frac sand companies have had their properties annexed by nearby cities in Trempealeau County. By convincing city councils to wrap their borders around the mines, companies get a new set of rules, often letting them process and ship sand nonstop, something the county doesn't allow. Trempealeau County Land Management Director Kevin Leon says the county relaxed certain regulations, but the annexations kept coming.
I think they've felt that the easiest route is annexation, and it's kind of become a pay-for-play scenario, that if you're willing to pay enough money, you're going to be able to play in the game.
Last spring, Texas-based Superior Silica Sands offered the City of Independence 15 cents per ton of finished sand if they annexed a proposed 550-acre mine. That could work out to more than $100,000 per year for a city of 1,300 people. Mayor Robert Becker says that could fix roads and other infrastructure.
It would help us make those improvements. You could make improvements in the city and not put any tax burden on the taxpayers.
But there's a catch. The proposed mine is more than a mile and a half from the city, and to stretch their boundary that far, Independence needed to annex a strip of land through the towns of Burnside and Lincoln. In most cases, towns can't challenge an annexation, but in 2011, a new law allowed them to ask for a review by the State Department of Administration. If DOA says the annexation appears incontiguous, meaning the property doesn't touch the city, towns can sue to overturn it. Lincoln Town Board Chair Jack Spierstra says he asked the City of Independence to reconsider before contacting the state.
So we warned them that this is what we're going to do, and they said, okay, go ahead, and we did, and the DOA said that, yeah, we probably have a case against them in terms of illegal, incontiguous annexation.
This opened the door for Lincoln and Burnside to sue, and after weeks of deliberations, they went to court. But lawsuits can be expensive, and Spierstra says Superior Silica is paying legal fees for the City of Independence.
You know, you have Independence making decisions knowing that it's not going to cost them anything. And we're making decisions knowing that we could full well pay our full share, and if we lose, pay their full share.
Spierstra says he's not anti-sand. His issue is that residents living next to the proposed mine wouldn't have any say over how it's regulated by the city. That's something Bill Silla can relate to. He lives next to a frac sand mine that was annexed by another city.
You try to say something to the city and they're like, well, you're not in the city, so we won't do nothing for you. You try to say something to the township or to the county and they're like, well, that's in the city. There's nothing we can do for you.
Silla now lives with bright lights at night and a constant rumbling he can feel in his bed. He's been following the lawsuit between the towns and the city and hopes it sets an example.
And if the two townships can beat that annexation, then they would, if they want to keep mining there, they would have to follow the county rules. And then that might set precedence for other mining companies trying to come.
Last week, the town signed an agreement to drop the lawsuit if the City of Independence stops future mine annexations for 20 years. Despite the settlement, a group of citizens living near the site have vowed to keep fighting to overturn the annexation of the proposed Superior Silica Sands mine. The company didn't respond to requests for comment on this story. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.